This is Must Be Bunnies, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Jarrah Keen and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Derek Hale-style Stilinski, with additional tags for Tumblr fic, bunnies, feral Derek, wooing, fluff.
"You will see the real animal within,"
the hunter had crowed, and Stiles had pictured a bloodbath. Not this.
"No,"
Stiles says, shaking his head.
"No, no, no. No killing furry woodland creatures. No."
Derek looks shamed and wounded. He is avoiding looking at the lifeless bunny lying at Stiles' feet, like if he doesn't see it, he can't be blamed for it. Stiles feels an odd twinge in his stomach. The last thing he wants is to make Derek feel bad. "Bunnies are friends," he says more patiently, and pets the dead ball of fur. "See? Friend! Not food." Derek gives him a skeptical look, but seems mollified nonetheless. He moves closer to squeeze himself between Stiles' hand and the dead bunny he's petting. He has the most ridiculously hopeful face Stiles has ever seen. With a sigh, Stiles gives in and dutifully pets his hair.
What happens next? Stiles did not see coming.
"Oh my god, Derek, enough!" He sets out to sound commanding, but it's just not something one can do while covered in bunnies. Derek dumps three more bunnies into the pile. Fluffy, and cute, and very much alive, and stands back to enjoy his handiwork. Stiles flails at him, hoping to get his WTF feelings across in a language Derek would still understand. But then, a tiny white bunny falls off his arm and... great. Now he's scared the most precious creature in existence. He glares at Derek, pointing threateningly at him with the ball of fluff he's holding in one hand.
"You are not cute, and this is not okay."
Derek completely ignores his words, or his tone, whichever he's been responding to so far, and makes encouraging shooing motions at the bunnies, herding them toward Stiles. They clamor all over him, some in excitement, some in fear, some just along for the ride, and, well, Stiles gives in to the inevitable. He has bunnies squirming in his armpit, downy fur tickling his nose, and, you know what? It's not the worst way to spend his Saturday night. And then Derek stealths his way into the pile. Carefully, slowly, like a fluff ninja. And wraps himself around Stiles and... yeah, Stiles has definitely had worse. He lets Derek spoon him, grabs his hand and laces their fingers together, and closes his eyes. When Stiles wakes up, Derek is standing over him, looking confused.
"Good morning,"
Stiles mumbles, sitting up and running a hand through his hair. It's a lost cause, but at least now he knows there are no droppings in there. Derek opens his mouth, closes it without a sound. After the third try, he manages,
What?
Styles sighs. He liked the smiley, affectionate Derek. It was an improvement over the original, the body thing notwithstanding.
You were dosed with something, I don't know what. I think she thought it'd make you go all grrr and eat me, but that didn't happen, obviously. And
Derek looks like he wants to ask about the bunnies, but can't. In the end, he settles on,
"You're okay?" Looking up from the very serious work of rearranging twitchy-eared furballs, Styles says, yeah.
But then he has to pause, because there's something intimately familiar about the expression on Derek's face. Something that makes Styles' heart miss a beat. Something Derek somehow can't hide under his trademark scowl now. Not from Styles, it seems, and that's
amazing,
Styles says softly, watching panic grow in Derek's eyes. Panic and vulnerability and uncertainty.
And Styles knows, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what Derek Hale needs.
He grabs Derek's hand to pull himself up, and then decides against letting go.
Here,
he says, depositing his favorite bunny into the crook of Derek's arm, and taking advantage of his flustered state,
pulls him into a hug. There,
he says.
Better. I'm telling you,
Styles insists, on their way back to civilization.
First, it was dead bunnies. Then, when I said not to kill them, you started bringing live ones. It was your wolfy way of providing for me.
Derek scoffs.
I was moved,
Styles says, only half joking.
It was touching. I probably thought you'd die of hypothermia,
Derek grumbles weakly,
and didn't want to deal with your corpse. Don't even,
Styles warns him.
You were courting me. I was not.
Styles had no intention of pushing the subject, but the indignation in Derek's tone makes him stop, and turn, and get in Derek's face, and
kiss him, apparently.
It's a brief, firm kiss that somehow manages to leave Styles completely breathless.
Admit it,
he says. No way,
Derek whispers. And then he smiles and kisses Styles back.
The end. Reader's note. So, the title for this fic is a line from the Once More With Feeling episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and, well, this happened right after I read the title. I decided to leave it in. Somebody should enjoy this. Bunnies aren't just cute like everybody supposes. They got them hoppy legs and twitchy little noses. And what's with all the carrots? What do they need such good eyesight for anyway? Bunnies! Bunnies, it must be bunnies! Or maybe midgets.